This is a recording of my conversation with Scott Stevenson, CEO of DeepGram, a leader in speech recognition for enterprise. We start with the importance of voice data for modern companies, go through concrete use cases and success stories, and end with Scott's view on the future of voice technology for enterprise. I'm talking to Scott Stevenson, CEO of DeepGram. DeepGram aims to solve speech recognition for enterprise to unlock the value in voice data. It helps companies make sense of calls, meetings, presentations at scale. DeepGram just received $12 million in funding. Definitely a great place to be. Scott, please introduce yourself and tell us a few more things about DeepGram and your journey.
Sure. Thanks for having me on the show. At DeepGram, we do enterprise speech recognition, and we do this at scale and with really high accuracy. And it's interesting how we actually came into it. We're actually physicists and not speech recognition people by training. But the problem is actually a very deep one that is connected to other very deep problems. And so it's something we're very passionate about and now have been working on for almost 5 years. We're excited to bring this product to the enterprise market, and we've been doing it now. We've had this product released for the past few years and had a lot of success with it already.
Before you talk more about DeepGram, I would like to start with a broader question. Why is understanding of speech important for a modern digital enterprise? What is the value in the voice data?
Speech is one of those communication medium, really, that is extremely valuable. It's not as easy to handle as others. So for instance, chat logs or emails or other types of textual information, those are easier to process. And so those have been handled by businesses and tech companies for a long time now. But speech has been one of those elusive things because it's really difficult to parse it into something that a machine can understand. But we know as humans, when we listen to a conversation, that there's a lot of good information trapped in there. And if you could just turn it into something that a machine could understand, then you could take that data and turn it into something valuable. And so, for instance, especially like in the enterprise, that might be training your call center agents, or it might be making sure that your calls are compliant if you're a bank, or it might be doing market research if you're a retail establishment where people are calling in and asking about competitor brands or something like that. All of those problems right there would be very hard to do if you had to use human power to figure it out. Like everybody would have to sit down and listen to the audio, check off boxes in an Excel spreadsheet and everything like that. This is how businesses have been doing it for years, actually, but they can only listen to a very, very small percentage of their audio that way, like less than a tenth of a percent usually. You have this other nearly 100% of your data that you're not touching. The only way that it would be feasible is if you could have an intelligent machine look at it. But it's been this really sticky, hard problem. And now technology has gotten to a place where you can actually, you can take a valuable look at the data.
How does DeepGram work? What is the technology behind?
Yeah, so DeepGram is based on end-to-end deep learning. And what that really means, though, is that there isn't a group of people sitting down and writing code in order to understand the audio. That's how it used to be done for the past few decades. You'd have a team of 100 speech specialists and linguists and things like that sit down and try to figure out the rules for speech. So, for instance, like we as humans could say, hey, we know that there are common sounds in the English language where we have like ah, ooh, kuh, the, z, duh, things like that. These are called phonemes, and you could try to write like a phoneme detector rather than a word detector. You could write like a phoneme detector, and then you could take those phonemes and try to assemble them into words. And then once you have candidate words, you could try to flatten that down into a real transcription. So this is how speech recognition used to be done. But now you can do this all in one step, and it works much better. So it's like it's more accurate, but it's also faster. This is the promise of deep learning, and this is like what the product that we've released is audio comes in and the transcript comes out. There are no intermediate steps. There's not hundreds of people involved in building that model. It's all a purely data-driven process. And what I mean by that is this model will learn from its mistakes. So you feed it audio and it will make a guess. And when it gets the guess incorrect, it won't fix it 100% of the time, but it will know that, ooh, I think I got that one wrong. And it will be able to adjust itself in order to get more and more accurate. And so this is really the promise of deep learning. It's both speed and accuracy. It's a very difficult thing to implement. It's a very new technology. Generally, what we're doing is using hardware acceleration in order to make this happen. So we're using GPUs, but we've made it all very easy in order to use it. So you can run it on-prem, you can run it in the cloud, and it's all backed by DeepRAM. We train a model to learn your acoustic footprint, the background noise that's happening in your call center or in your meetings, to learn people's accents and jargon, and the model can correct itself and get really good at those things. And so at the core, that's the real difference here. It's the promise of what you wished speech recognition was for the past few decades. You know, now that's what it actually is.
So what type of companies use DeepGram for? What languages do you cover, and for what type of use cases?
Yeah, great question. So there's really two primary big buckets, but there's also a horizontal consideration. Like, we are taking human speech and turning it into words, timings, and confidences, and other things associated with that. You can use that in many areas, but there are two really large areas that we focus in the enterprise market. And this is, if you are a big brand that has a call center, and you have a data science team, and your entire company takes data science seriously, then you're a very good target customer for us. Like, it's a very good fit for you to talk to DeepGram, because generally your data science team is going to be thinking about the world in a more modern way, where they think, hey, we have this raw data coming in, we know that it's valuable, and we need to transform it into something that our models can understand, but that the company's data science teams, the models that they build, that they can understand. They probably already built models that understand text, that understand chat, that do things like that, and they need to convert the voice recordings into something, into text, basically, that so that their models can understand it. And they're looking around for that at scale, and they can go look at really big tech companies and see, like, ooh, would I be interested in sending my data to Google or Amazon or things like that, companies like that, and what kind of accuracy could I expect there, and what kind of speed and price and everything like that, because we're talking about really large scale, and so these can be really expensive endeavors. But you also want to have really good accuracy. And so generally, it's that type of data scientist there is looking for speed, accuracy, and, you know, data privacy. And now it's like, how do you get that mixture right? And so having a deep learning model that can be trained on your data to learn your jargon and, you know, could be run on-prem, that's very attractive to them. And then on the other side, you have voice platforms. So think of all the meetings platforms that we've all been using the past few weeks and few years. They all are finding themselves in an interesting place right now, where most of those communications meetings platforms, they have a lot of feature parity now. And the way that they know that in the next decade, there's going to be a lot of competition. And the way that they can stand out is by having a product it doesn't just check off all the boxes that everybody else does. It's having a differentiated product that uses AI in order to assist people in meetings or in their call center calls on a platform. They're looking for an AI partner then. They're saying, hey, I know we can't build the AI in-house, but I want to build a product that uses speech recognition, and then our data science team and our product team builds a service on top of that and adds that to their product. And so then DeepGram is under the hood enabling that as an infrastructure piece, and then they have their own product built on top of it. So it's primary call centers and voice platforms.
And what languages do you cover at the moment?
Oh, yeah. So we cover English, Spanish, French, Korean, Italian, Russian, Portuguese. So we have 8 languages that we support, and that's growing.
Share some success stories of implementations.
we have success stories in all of those areas, but one in particular that's, they've been with us for a long time and had a lot of success right off the bat, and also sort of baked us off against many competitors and did a really thorough job. This is one of the U.S.'s largest ride-sharing companies. They need to screen their drivers before they hire them onto the platform. And so they have recruiters call the drivers and talk to them. The recruiters are in-house. You have to make sure that your recruiters are well-trained, and you also have to screen the driver to make sure that they would be a good fit for your platform. And so you're trying to do two things at once on this call. And they're doing hundreds of thousands of calls like this every month. But their data science team was really interested in figuring out, could we make some kind of model that tells us when a recruiter needs more help, or they need to go through more training, or just specific instances where they could be reminded of something after the fact, after the calls are over, and say like, "Hey, you really need to cover this spot, or you have to ask this question in order to remain compliant," and things like that. That was their goal, and that's been implemented now with DeepGram for over a year, and in a very successful way with that company. But they're not just doing that side; they're also looking at drivers and saying, from an automatic perspective, can we automatically guess if this driver would be a good fit to come onto our platform? DeepGram is the underlying infrastructure to do that. The call flows from them to DeepGram and then back within seconds. Then they make that determination automatically, whether the call was a good call or not. The ones that need more attention, then they surface those to their own QA team inside and then address it. But this is done at a large scale.
This is a great example. But what do companies need in order to implement DeepGram?
It is fairly simple implementation, where you need to hook up your recordings, whether it be live in real time, which we support real time, or after they've just been recorded, and have them sent to our API. And again, this could be on-prem or it could be in the cloud. But as soon as it's sent to the API, in a very short amount of time, it'll be turned around and sent back with the transcription finished. And then your text natural language processing models can be used on that. So yeah, it's as simple as that. You're an infrastructure layer that slots into that position that just converts the recorded waveforms into a structured data that your data people can use.
Scott, I'd like to end with a broader question. What do you think is the future of voice technology for enterprise?
I'm really excited by it. I think the future is going to be people getting way more value out of their meetings, being able to go back or miss a meeting, but be able to be told about what was important in that meeting. So, hey, it was a half hour meeting. At minute 5:10, you were mentioned and a project that you care about was mentioned. So maybe you should go look at that. And here's the recording, here's the video, everything like that. Here are the people on the call. And now you can go look at that. So you just like reclaimed, 25 minutes of your day by not going to that meeting, but still being somewhat present there. Maybe not interacting directly with AI will be like coming out in the next year or two. Like, don't get me wrong, there will be use cases that are like that, but I think it's going to be more likely that the contact center agent is interacting on their screen with AI. So for instance, like having a real-time agent assist. Imagine you're in a call center or you're at home. It doesn't matter. There are good companies like Talkdesk or others that are cloud contact centers, and their workers can be at home and they just have their headset on. They're sitting at their computer and they have the software on their screen. But nevertheless, that interface there, the screen, is something that's really important to them. It's like a knowledge base. They can access their knowledge base that way. This is how they enter information into their CRM and help out the customer as best they can, either for sales or for support. But there will be an on-screen helper for them that is essentially taking notes on the conversation and then saying, hey, maybe this is where you should go next in the conversation, or maybe this article is the article that you need from your knowledge base. And so constantly updating and in a very non-intrusive way. If you don't want to interact with it or take its advice, then you don't. But if you're like, ooh, where's that article? Then you'll probably find it in like a widget on the side of your screen as a link. And so essentially what effect that's going to have is just It's going to make meetings a lot better, but then make the call center world a lot better too. Way less frustrating. You'll get diverted to the right people that are trained better. So basically right now, the call center world is, you have a problem that nobody has known how to deal with it before. You need lots of people to help your customers, but having them be trained at the level that they need to be trained at and hit the price point that you need in order to support your customers has been really difficult. That's going to become a lot easier now because you'll be able to train people better. There'll be less turnover. They'll have better information on the screen to help them. And you'll get rid of the bear with me moments when you're on those calls. You won't have to wait for somebody to click on their keyboard for 30 seconds in order to find the information and waste everybody's time. It'll be right there in front of their face, but it'll be enabled by AI. And so I think that's definitely coming in the next 5 years.
Looking forward to it. Scott, this was great. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.